producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You notice the last hour I didn't get into the whole air crash over in Europe with the German wings pilot. I saw our commenter speculating yesterday that it would be a radical Islamicist or something crashing it on purpose, but they said it was a depressed, mentally ill pilot, 28-year-old. Here's the deal. Stuff like this can happen. I'm not saying it's fake, but with these lying governments, who knows if any of it's true? I mean, that's when you have a discredited known liars, and the EU lies even more than the U.S. I mean, it's hard to say they top it, but they do. The EU bureaucrats publicly have Swiss bank accounts and don't pay taxes and exempt themselves. But in the countries where it's illegal, they still do it while raising taxes to 101%. I kept saying 100%. It was 101% on middle class. Just to bankrupt you. I mean, it's called siege. It's called takeover. But the co-pilot deliberately crashed plane, they've been saying. And, I mean, I'll give you my angle on that. It's going to be all pushed to have overrides from the tower so that they can remote control them. Well, here's the deal. All the new aircraft already have the remote control. And they don't like the public knowing about that, but it's actually in all the industry publications. And both the aircraft that hit the World Trade Centers on 9/11 had remote control in them. People are also pointing out the plane almost completely disintegrated, saying, hey, that shows Shanksville, it could have gone into a hole, and that shows the Pentagon. Actually, the news has been showing kind of the end of the crash. There are big chunks of the plane. Big chunks of the plane. But it does look a little bit like the other. But if you look up at the top, there's big old chunks. So, whatever. It's just that to say that questioning known liars isn't reasonable, you're supposed to question known liars. I mean, if somebody lies to me one time, they're suspect. I catch them lying to me twice, they're gone in my life. I mean, unless it's something like lying about food being good or telling a woman something looks good. I mean, I don't know any women that actually want to be told what something they're wearing looks like. You just got to tell them that looks better. Does this look nice? Well, yeah. I don't know if it's really proper for this event, but I mean, I always ask people, how's this look? Because I want to know, you know. Whatever. I got really angry this morning reading the Houston Chronicle, and then it just blew my whole day. I may go take anger management or something. I know it's part of the show, and people like it, and the ratings go up when I blow up and stuff, but it's not an act, okay? I have to control myself not to push this desk over all the time. We're going to go to break in a few minutes. When we come back, I'm going to just launch into a big news blitz, if I can actually do that. And then I'm going to cover Russia has constructed massive underground shelters in anticipation of nuclear war. We're also going to tie that into things that are happening here domestically in the United States. We're going to look at the economy and more. The price of ground beef, again, has doubled since last financial crisis. What does that tell you? And every other major staple's gone up. Student finds worms and Michelle O's healthy lunches. It looks worse than like Supermax food. But again, it's all about bids to companies to rip you off. Get that money at school lunch programs, Obama phones. It's all about the money paid to the contractors. And if Americans will put up with austerity and eating gruel with worms in it and rotten food, then your children will eat her. You're racist against Michelle. They make it all about Michelle loves you. Michelle Obama cares. And
Africa, you can't have cars or air conditioning. But Michelle Oh can go on $50 million vacations because she's liberal and loving and cares about us.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I used to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back. All in as little as 4 weeks with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at diabetesfree88.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at diabetesfree88.com. Reverse your diabetes today at diabetesfree88.com. That's diabetesfree88.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSTSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring to the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart.
Law ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem. Us.
From my cold, dead hands.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act that forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
Because the government is established by the Lord, you know, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the Scripture.
Civil rights advocates believe the amount of public cooperation may depend largely on how long they expect the suspension of their rights might last. Jeff Farrell, KSLA News 12 reporting.
According to Tuberville, during Hurricane Katrina, the clergy response team provided 38 chaplains a day around the clock at eight different camps.
Oh, the camps. Hillary says we need fun camps. And they've aired pieces like that around the country going, yeah, during martial law, you know, we're going to need you to go to the camps, take the shots, turn your guns in. It's of the Lord, Romans 13, Hitler's favorite passage, out of context. We've had pastors on, historians on, constitutional lawyers on. It's we the people. So we're the rightful government and the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So even if you believe the distorted interpretation of Romans 13, you're violating it when you violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution, Declaration of Independence. So we now have hundreds of articles a day in the United States, and probably half of them in Texas. Sounds like a lot, but they're in 18 different towns have announced they're going to have military drills this summer in them. And they're all attacking Infowars.com. They're all attacking PrisonPlanet.com. They're all attacking yours truly, the Joe Biggs, Alex Jones, saying, look, the police already knew. There's no secret government takeover happening. There will not be an invasion and martial law in the summer. We didn't say that a year ago when they had troops for months in East St. Louis rolling around and helping the police arrest people. Or in Chicago where they've had governors call for troops on the streets, and they have them now. Or New York. This is the acclamation when they have the National Guard with an M16 in the airport. A real terrorist would go into the airport to the checkpoint and blow up the checkpoint like they do in Israel. That's the target. The checkpoint protects no one. You can't be protected, ever, even in a total police state, from a crazy pilot that's going to crash a plane or from a crazy person. But they use these nebulous, rare threats to push this total takeover when it's the takeover itself that's the threat. I'm going to say this very slowly. Almost every dentist and oral surgeon and medical doctor my dad knows, 2 years ago, Homeland Security came to him, one of his patients, said, I'd like you to come to a meeting. You can even get paid to be part of it. We want you to be part of basically InfraGuard under Homeland Security. First, it was like CEOs and power plant managers and folks that might actually need to be part of that. And he said, are they setting me up? And I said, no, they're so ignorant. They probably don't even know that you're my dad. That's how lazy they are. I bet they're recruiting a bunch of other dentists, because I knew they were at the time, all over the country. And he made some calls and found out almost everyone had either had the visit or signed on. The older dentists all were like, what is this, Soviet Russia? Because they'd say, what do you want me to look for? Like Islamicist or like a McVeigh type? That's incredibly rare. And they're like, no, we want to know what people are thinking and saying. We want you to help influence. It's just helping in the community. No, it's secret corps of propagandists and spies who, once they find out you're pliable, it's expanded. I'm going to say this again. We got it in the Associated Press after our interview with the chief of police of San Antonio and Thomas Sanchez and others, that the Delta Force and other people were doing it as well. The Navy was doing it as well, not just Army. The Delta Force serves the president and his Army and Navy and Marines, a joint group, as you know, people that have been recruited into it. But they do the really dirty stuff. Used to, they'd go in and pay people off in third world countries and do assassinations and things and so-called rescues. A rescue mission is their cover. The FBI hostage rescue team is a group of assassins, folks. It's not the hostage rescue team. And the Delta Force isn't a hostage rescue team. Sure, they did that failed thing in Iran, which was a setup. And I'm not saying Delta Force hasn't done a lot of good work as well, but large wings, or I guess they call them squadrons, of Delta Force are involved in domestic takeover training and compromising cities and counties and paying off. I mean, you got to hand it to them. They'll come in. They use the uniform to sell it. They'll come in their plain clothes or in their Army uniform. Here comes the colonel with the two Delta Force guys with him. And says, we just like you to work with us. And for doing that, we'd like to give you $200,000. Keep it yourself or give it to a charity. And think about it. Most people in the cities took the money. And they go, no, that'd be bribery. Well, what do you mean? Well, just to show that you're a friend, we want you to take it. And I know I keep harping on this, folks. It's not my opinion that there are military takeover drills going on. It's not my opinion. It's a fact, and this is the biggest 10-state. It was a 10-state operation ever. They say they're going to be doing, quote, suspicious things. They say it's to gain the hearts and minds, read it, of the American people, and to create relationships with the local authorities. I guarantee you, they're going to have big chests of money. They are that corrupt and that arrogant. They don't even care that I've blown their operation repeatedly. I guess they do care. I mean, that's why they tried to set fires in Brooksville, Florida. And again, Mike Hansen was there with me, and I had to physically shove the guy back and say, look, I know you think you're the toughest guy on the planet. I'm about to stomp your ass into the ground. The guy started laughing. I said, just go ahead and start that fire. I'm going to hurt you bad. And I said, when the people get here, you're not going to be able to say I did it. I said, go ahead. Try to set the fire again with that damn lighter and the lighter fluid, and I'm going to stomp your head in right now, man. And I was ready. I was going to break that guy's neck if I had to. I'm not going to be framed for arson. I mean, you people think this is a joke. This isn't a game. I've had the Army try to burn down crap and blame it next to a neighborhood on me. So live in the real world, people. Live in it. Don't be idiots. They've recruited millions of traitor citizens who aren't even bad people. They're weak-minded. They think they're helping Jack Bauer. Folks, you're not helping Jack Bauer. And 95% of the military is good people. That's why they're awake. They know this is going on. They've got pieces of it. But they got some really bad guys in these special units that are here domestically. See, they even separate them within the SEALs, within Delta Force and other groups.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The clean and green sale continues at Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced his clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS80.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm sorry that I'm ranting. It just, when I start looking into all these military drills and things, it reminds me of my 18 years, because I didn't know about this for about 2 years on air. until I was told by military, active duty Marine captains, Army colonels, police chiefs, many of them on air. People who just gotten out, they're like, you know, we're training for gun confiscation. And then I would talk about it, and then I would get contacted by emergency managers. The 700 Club even had Thomas Sanchez on after I interviewed him. The AP did its job and reported on the attempted bribery of the police chief. I mean, folks, when you sit here and you read these PSYOPs in the Houston Chronicle and the Washington Post and everywhere, they're lying to you. And I just starts, I wouldn't even call it flashbacks. It's just my memory starts flashing back to just all the craziness I've seen, all the newscasts, all the articles. Generals, again, in the Washington Post, like 12, 13 years ago, I remember covering it. It's in one of my films. It's in Masters of Terror. Saying, we want to have Mexican troops patrol with Canadian troops to deal with American extremists. I mean, they got plans to bring foreign troops in here. That's not me. It's the general in the Washington Post. I've got footage of Cooperative Nugget. 93, 94, 95, 96. Smuggled out by the Army. There's good people in the military because they know this stuff's true. Training to take over U.S. cities and confiscate the guns. And we know they want the guns. And if we can force a debate about this, and look, the globalists have failed. There's a national debate about the militarization of police. There's multiple bipartisan bills gaining steam to repeal the Patriot Act. William Binney sent me this article out of the Hill today. The former director of technical, like the number two or three guy at the NSA, sends us news articles. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying we are the resistance here. Okay? I can sit here with the former technical director of the NSA, and you know, and he said on air before that I have a greater understanding of the NSA than any other journalist he's talked to. I can go to dinner with him, and he just says, I can't believe you know all this. Because I'm not sitting around on my butt, ladies and gentlemen. I live this stuff. I know what I'm talking about. And I'm not bragging. I'm telling you, I'm looking out my window and seeing our house on fire here. We got to do something. It's criminal. And the military is being put in the position to follow these illegal orders. We need to stand up and break the PSYOP and see through it. And I don't know what to say about all the PSYOP people at the Pentagon. Last year when the Pentagon came out and said they were going to engage in PSYOPs domestically by starting to tell the truth, and there was like 100 people, civilians in the room mainly, who all looked sick at their stomachs because they understood this was the big plunge. Look at the top link on Drudge. We guys, it just did that on my big screen over here. You aim a document cam over there. Pentagon downplays troop training in towns. Top story on Drudge. You know what that means? It's one of the top stories in the country. Army Special Operations Command pushes back against alarmist claims about upcoming exercise. And they call us conspiracy theorists and all the rest of it in the article. Absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, this is the same article that came out a few days ago. We're just going to continue to break all this down. Wow, they didn't want people actually going to our site. Guys, I've got copies of this printed. This is a news story right here. They have expunged our names out of this article. I wonder if they did that over at the Army Times article, too. And I'll guarantee you that's because Drudge is getting a big pushback saying, you're not showing the other side of this. Drudge, you need to show what we're saying about it. What I'm going to do is... Oh, he is linked to our story right here. Troops to operate undetected amongst civilian population. Pentagon practices infiltrating American towns during controversial exercise. Two InfoWars stories, and that's why the Pentagon is, I guarantee you, flooding Drudge with bots and saying, you need to show the other side. So Drudge is doing that. Good job, Drudge. Do it. But the point is, I'm going to now get really neurotic, and I'm going to shoot a special report to Lair tomorrow after the show today because I'm too upset right now. not by their current attacks, just bringing up all these memories. I see police brutality. I don't even want to watch it anymore. And I know about all their takeovers, and I just don't even want to. I've got to really control myself even to go into the data. Because when I go into the data, it's just so treasonous and so true what's happening that I want to throw up. I mean, I'm nauseous right now to actually watch the takeover of the country and to know what they're going to be doing, buying off all the towns and everything else. I mean, it's just so sick. Obama might be getting ready to make his move, though. On a scale of 1 to 10, this is just excellent.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
One of the top stories in the country, hundreds of news articles today saying I'm a liar. Basically that the military drills are for overseas and there's nothing going on, nothing to see here. And then I basically have all this other news to cover, but I've just spun out and just gone into telling you stories about things that happened. A lot of it's on video. I made 4 police state films. The first two are when I would go to the drills and go to the operations and then catch them running real law enforcement operations and all the insider interviews and the police chief interviews. And then they even have foreign troops at a lot of these. And then they say, oh, that's this is for overseas. But then you find out they're training to take on militias in America and admitting it. And then they have it in other manuals that the preparations are being made. And the Washington Post that they're preparing to use Canadian and Mexican troops on us. That's sensational. That's what's so frustrating. Do we have Paul Watson?
Not yet. We can't get a hold of him.
I'm going to call him on it. Yeah, he has this tendency to be out of pocket because I want to have him write an article, and I don't want to wait because I want it to accompany the nightly news tonight, so I have it tomorrow where we're going to neurotically. And he's the guy that can dig and find 12-year-old Washington Post articles about the plan to use foreign troops on Patriots and the clergy response teams and the InfraGuard and the hardware being given and the Marines running DWI checkpoints in California. And just I'm going to hit them with everything. I want an article that has like 20 points. We'll stop at 20 because there's like 100. Just bam, 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 bam. Have we called all his numbers?
Yeah, I've called his phone. I sent him an email. I'm calling him on Skype now, but no answer.
Did you call his home number or his cell phone?
I'm not sure. It's the one that I always call. I'll call him.
Yeah, there's two numbers, and we always call the home one that he doesn't answer. So I'd call the cell phone number.
Okay.
If you don't have it, it's right here on my phone. Or I could do it because I want to tell him the stuff on air. He might be listening, and if he is listening, try him on Skype. I know he takes a jog in the evening, and it's in England. He might be jogging. Thank you. By the way, David Knight's doing the show tomorrow and Monday. I was going to be calling in. I'll just go ahead and say this because I don't know exactly what I want to do. I've had a hernia for 14 years. Got it as a sports injury, and I've lost so much weight. That's what I keep forgetting. We've been doing that before and after. Took a photo a month and a half ago. I need to go ahead and just take a photo now because I might gain some weight after I have surgery. I want to show folks with the super male vitality and stuff how much weight I've lost. And so Travis needs to take a photo of me in the office with my shirt off after the show in the same spot so we can do that for an ad. But I got to go ahead and have surgery, and I don't like having surgery. I had surgery on my leg, and that was not fun because it took a whole lot more anesthesia to put me under than normal people for whatever reason. So I've got to tell myself to go under, or it takes a lot, even with the new stuff. And so I've got to go do that next Wednesday. I think I'm just going to be out all next week because I want to spend some time with my kids. If I'm not getting back till Monday, I want to spend some time with them before I have surgery. But we're going to get Watson on, and we're going to do a whole article. And then after the show today, I need that stack from the last report I shot, and then I need to just get clergy response team, InfraGuard documents. I need the guys in the back to tear the Internet apart and search for the headline out of the Washington Post. I think it's in Masters of Terror that I show the Washington Post article. And it's some headline like, U.S. and Mexico trained to fight terror. And then you read later, it's like, they'll be used inside CONUS to deal with extremists as well. So I just want to show the general saying that. I mean, it's not just that you're training the military to take on American people, admitting it. You want to use foreign troops. You've had a long-term strategic operation to do this. And you're trying to act like we're crazy and we're making something up as the government power grabs everything under the sun. And as Congress comes out and says the president is acting like a dictator, but then does nothing. I mean, what's
Paul on the line?
What's it called? Thank you. What's it called when the president is opening the borders without law, coming after guns without law, shutting off the power plants without law, funding Al-Qaeda outside of law, overthrowing countries outside of authorization, just everything. power grabbing the internet, power grabbing with Obamacare. I mean, it came out last year that they have secret death panels for the troops and no one got in trouble. And that's why we're in so much trouble. The bottom has fallen out. Watson, thanks for coming to the line on short notice. Are you on phone or are you on Skype?
Phone.
Listen, this story is a top story on Drudge. There's no exaggeration. Over 100 articles attacking me by name today. This is good. We're really drawing major fire. But we need to hit them hard because we are so conservative that we're not hitting them with 10% of the truth. I want to do a master article for tomorrow, and I'm going to shoot a video tonight. But the problem is that I don't have the hours and hours to dig up some of this stuff. It's just in my head. I need the Washington Post and a couple other – there's like five or six articles when they floated in 2002 using Mexican and Canadian troops against American citizens, what they called extremists and terrorists. I want to hit them with that. I want to hit them with the RAND Corporation, National Stabilization Force, Police Force. I want to hit them with all the admissions that they want to get rid of Posse Comitatus and the Council on Foreign Relations calling for it. And I want to hit them with all the admissions that they've got InfraGuard, clergy response teams, that they're hiring citizens to be spies. I want to hit them like, hey, you know, since the Pentagon says all this about us, here is what they're being trained with, that the founding fathers wouldn't be welcome in today's military. You know, the Fox News article, I want screenshots of it, not just links. You know, here's even Fox News admitting that Fort Hood said, don't be evangelical or be a part of the Tea Party or we'll indict you. You know, we'll court-martial you. Yeah, and I mean, I just want to show it all to them because I got nauseous thinking about all the massive evidence and then watching these sickening stories saying we're lying. And then I want to explain how the PSYOP works, Paul, where they imply that we say a real invasion's happening and that they're really going to take over. Hey, is that a real photo on your Twitter? Paul?
What's that, Alex? Sorry?
I know you're writing notes, but is that a real photo on your Twitter?
Yeah.
Wow, who took that? Your girlfriend?
The selfie.
Who?
The selfie, Alex.
No, the shot of like a guy standing there with the pebbles. It looks like you at the beach in England.
It's number six. It's the prisoner.
Oh, okay. Who is number one? You are number one. You are number six. Yeah.
It's amazing, Alex, that we got the same reaction, remember, after the leaked 2012 U.S. Army manual, which repeatedly throughout said that it was for overseas, but also domestic, within the CONUS, the continental United States. And then for weeks after, we were constantly attacked, saying this is for overseas operations. When
oh, remember they said Drudge and Nemo were wrong when we were linked to like seven or eight mainstream articles about drones spying on farmers building new barns. And then now exactly. They just admit they're everywhere. I mean, it's just, I'm sick of it.
And then in this case, you know, Jade Helm, the Army says this is not going to affect anyone's day-to-day life. This training is going to be in remote locations. Nobody's going to be really even notice it. And yet at the same time, come back and say, oh, by the way, the troops are going to be blending in and infiltrating the local population and people to support to report suspicious activity. So in one sense, they say it's remote. Nobody's even going to know it's going on. And then in the other sense, they say, we're going to be amongst you. So they've been caught in a lie just on that alone.
And how practicing infiltrating here, how does that teach you Ukraine or Afghanistan? Look, they want us, here's the PSYOP, they want us to debate and then even have to prove, even though the proof's there, they want to make it about proving this is true instead of having a debate about why is this going on. Militarization of police is all over the news. We have, and others have forced it out there. The American people are starting to wake up. And I'm telling you, if Obama could get away with seizing power and staying in office, he would. We're going to expose this so that it doesn't happen, and we're not doing this to attack the U.S. Army. We're doing it to save the U.S. military from being compromised and corrupted to become the new Homeland Security, domestic security force, just as big, just as strong as our military. So I want a giant, obnoxious article with screenshots, documents, links, and videos, every three paragraphs, 25 pages long, Paul, just hammering them with everything and explaining that it is like the war on drugs was mission creep or the war on terror. This is the federal globalist takeover of the United States. And we're forcing a debate about it. They just want to roll their PSYOP out and condition everybody to accept it, and we're not going to go along with it. Did you hear all the former Rangers and people that just got out last year calling in yesterday about how, yeah, they'd go out with sniper teams and just randomly train them on citizens in D.C. and stuff? Of course, I know all about it. It's all on record. I mean, that's what they do. And then they deal drugs, and then they kill people, and then they this is what these teams do. The more you'll do, the more they'll put you into the really dirty teams. And they all hide under national security. And again, most of our military is not involved in this. But it needs to stop, and it needs to stop right now. Paul, I want you to hit them, too, with the U.S. Army running Los Zetas. That came out in federal court. With the FBI and the U.S. Army, they were running two of the three major cartels and a Mexican destabilization. And then the head, number two head guy of the Mexican drug cartel announced national security. They sealed the court, and the court let him off and said, yes, it's true. He did it under the directions of the Department of Defense. You always hear about them busting, like, Army captains dealing drugs or killing people. Hey, you know, you'll hear, oh, these Army captains got cut and running assassination teams on their own. No, they weren't doing it on their own. And people just need to understand this cancer that is growing, Paul. Go ahead.
No, I mean, you mentioned the sniper training. I mean, it came out during Occupy Wall Street. There were plans to train snipers on those protesters.
Again, they did it just to see if the FBI snipers would actually go out to the peaceful protest and train sniper rifles on people.
Yeah, and remember, there was already videos out even years before that of troops in camo fatigues, you know, snatching people off the street. Also, in the 2012 leaked manual, they got into explicit detail about what weapons they would need to use to both incapacitate protesters and to kill people, to literally kill them.
And they also describe how they need to hire all these civilian inmate labor camp people for domestic internment, how to process our Social Security numbers, and how to work with local law enforcement. So the Army came out in 2012 and said we were liars, it was for overseas, when it says, when operating in CONUS.
Exactly. And it's all geared towards this mass civil unrest that they're predicting for years and years.
And, Paul, your phone's breaking up. That's why I wanted to get you on Skype. I just wanted to – good. Then you're on the same page as me. You're bringing up – see, all this stuff I'd forgotten about. I forgot about public ads for internment specialists and public Army documents about training to kill us and round us up. I mean, it's always worse than I remember. I mean, Paul, that's really our problem is – But can you do it as a bullet point? People love those. Kind of just explain up front, here's the total proof, in your face, globalist, those of you taking over the military for this traitorous operation, and just explain that we don't think this one operation is the end-all, be-all takeover, and we never said that. The takeover's basically already happened, and then just show it, Paul.
Yeah, I'm on it, Alex.
All right, great job. Do me a favor, because I'm really been up since 6 a.m., and I'm really angry. And I try to control my anger, but when I do, I get really angry, and then I get really exhausted. Send to Rob Due in an email all those points you just said, please, and then I will shoot the video, all the points we just brainstormed. I will shoot the video at the end of the show, put it all together, and then it'll complement your report that'll be out in the morning, because we've got a real chance, because the globalists have countered us and put us in the spotlight. And they can't help themselves. They've already launched the operation. Even though I'm announcing this, they're not going to be able to pull back quick enough. I think we really got them here. So we need to put all that in together, and we're going to shove this back down their throat. How's that sound?
Well, they've canceled other quite similar drills in the past after concern raised by residents, haven't they? So it could happen again.
Yep. And I mean, they're just doing the standard deal that we don't like the troops and we're dirty commies. I mean, just give me a break, okay? We don't want the troops running around with double bags of cash buying off the mayors, okay? And by the way, Paul, dig up the Ali Philippus interview and the AP article about Delta Force caught in bribery scandal in San Antonio. Because people don't remember all this. In fact, some were framed around the office. It was up for years, and then it disappeared when we built that studio. Did we ever rehang up all those framed articles out of the Statesman where Delta Force and all that, we exposed them? Because we could screenshot that or scan it and send it to Watson as well. I mean, I want to create one article that just has it all in there so that we can just say, here, look at this and deny this. Thank you, Paul Watson. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. You're the best. We do have a guest coming up. I will hit the Russia underground bunker news when we come back and a lot of other really important stuff. There's a lot of breaking news at Infowars.com as well. We've got news on the Iran situation and centrifuges and a deal on that front. We'll break that down as well. Just briefly, I've been so upset today at an hour and 50 minutes that I haven't even plugged any products yet. We are the tip of the spear. We are real. We're not playing games. I'm exhausted half the time. That's why I talk fast and get aggressive, because I just got to get fired up to even do this. I'm way in over my head, but everybody's in over their head. And that's what I'm going to talk about when we come back in the next segment. Oh, man. That's why I got so upset this morning. It all clicked with this plane crash, you know, the pilot reportedly crashing it. See, I'm too much in the info to even promote products and stuff to fund ourselves. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We got great discounts going. The new product, Winter Sun, the best vitamin D. It's amazing. The Pro Gun t-shirts, everything. I mean, everybody should go there, buy the products to keep this operation strong. And if anything happens to me, all I ask is you keep the operation going, because it's so important, and keep buying our products.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid in regular and extra strength. Our Silver Soap, made with all-natural organic ingredients, leaves your skin clean and refreshed. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog. 844-USE-SILVER. Or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only One Silver Solution.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bottom line, Alex Jones here back live. The takeover happened. The EAS kill switches are in place. The NSA is spying on everything. Foreign global treaties are being signed in secret. Our sovereignty is ending. The feds run everything from what our kids eat to the price of our power. We are conquered. And now they're getting ready to mop up what's left. The military's been patrolling and running this stuff for 20 years. It's just intensifying. And so this is so we don't notice because it's incrementally done like the frog in the pot. It's that simple. And it's being done because they're going to break this country and they're going to re-educate us. They're going to wreck the economy so bad, basically everybody's going to go on welfare or government contracts. And our dignity's going to be destroyed and we're going to be in bondage. And as a man, as a human, as an American, as a Texan, I take that really personal. And that's why we're in so much trouble. It's a normal response to get physically ill and angry and enraged by all of this. But people don't have that outrage. I mean, I think about how it came out that there are secret death panels killing the troops. And then they just ran a whitewash saying it was an accident and it would stop. And it just continues. Just like the derivatives, just like the abortions, just like all of it. I mean, it makes me viciously angry. And see, I'm a terrorist because I don't like criminals screwing everybody over. Or people say, oh, it's extraordinary that he cares. No! I'm going to get into the Russian bunkers with our guest. It ties into all the same thing because we've gone too far on time. And then I've got one of my crew that I've worked with for, let's get it straight, 10 years, who's just a great guy, one of our IT people. No criminal record until this stall started. Goes to church twice a week. One of the most upright Christian people I know. He doesn't want his name used. And we knew they had license plate scanning stuff years ago, some of the police cars, because I'd be driving behind him from a restaurant, coming into work, late work at night, and the cops would just swing around and then pull him over because he refuses to have a license because the illegals don't have to have them. And they're above the law, and that's on record. So, and he understands it's going towards the mark of the beast. And I got this document. All he does is go and beat them in court. And so, document camp police, they list him as dangerous gang intel. They say, caution. White male dangerous gang intel. And I guess he's part of the Christian gang. Then it continues, the code is 10-0, sovereign citizen. And this is what they put in these databases. But there's 40 million illegals who get free health care, free everything, bank accounts with no IDs, that's Associated Press, totally above the law. Police are told, don't arrest them. Border Patrol documents are told, don't arrest them for felonies. Above the law, but a citizen with no criminal record refuses to have a driver's license. He has an ID card, a Christian ID card. And, man, you'd think that he was the devil. And you know why he is the devil of these people? Because they're going to make everybody have a cashless society card, and they're going to shut the economy down, and they are going to hunt down anybody with an underground economy. They are SWAT teaming Amish every week in this country. They are shutting the Amish down. They are shutting anybody off the grid down. They want you under their control. Right here in CONUS. right here in whatever stinking FEMA region you're in. And those of us that are still not under their control and aren't brainwashed, well, we're the enemy. Well, I guess I am then.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.